There's a new nicotine craze that has some parents and health officials concerned. It's called Zyn. That's the name of a popular brand of flavored nicotine pouches. They are completely tobacco-free, and fans can't get enough. But critics point to potential risks of the popular product. NPR's Lola Murty reports.
A few things to know about Zyn. First, it's spelled Z-Y-N. It's from a former Swedish company that Philip Morris bought 2 years ago. And its plastic packaging is replete with bright, fresh labels. Flip open the puck-shaped container. It resembles icebreaker's mints. Inside, 15 little pouches that give an intense burst of nicotine when you pack a lip.
It lasts like 15 minutes, the initial head rush.
That's Josh Haddon, a senior at Texas A&M. He tells me he started using Zyn a couple years ago. It was a way to quit vaping. And he likes it.
You still feel like a little buzz that you could never get from vaping.
The nicotine releases immediately into the bloodstream. And better yet, says Haddon, the pouch is discreet. No smoke, no spitting, no stigma.
Zyn is like, you can do it during class and you can do it walking around and it's so great.
And college students are flocking to the pouches. Part of the attraction? Buzz from Zynfluencers like Tucker Carlson, a.k.a. Tucker Carl Zyn, who saturates social media and podcasts with messages of just how cool this product is. And then there are the flavors. 10 in all, from citrus to cinnamon.
I like the peppermint ones and I like the coffee ones. And if you put them together, you get like a little peppermint coffee drink, which is always fun.
Fun? Maybe. But it turns out it's a cheaper habit than vaping. Nicotine pouches have been around for a decade, introduced as an alternative to tobacco. Today, Zyn dominates the market. Back in the spring, there were reported shortages of the product, and by summer, it was worse. All a result of Philip Morris voluntarily stopping online Zyn sales in the U.S. Questions had been raised about minors getting the flavored pouches.
Now I can find it again, it's just more expensive, but I don't really care.
And to meet the rising demand, Philip Morris is building a new factory. The company says sales are up. In just the first 3 months of the year, it sold 132 million cans of Zyn. That's up 80% from last year. But Zyn still has a bumpy road ahead. Congress and the FDA have shared big concerns about its addictiveness and its appeal to minors. 21-year-old Josh Haddon, who started using to quit vaping, admits he's one of the many users who can't seem to quit Zyn.
Do you feel addicted to Zyn now?
Yes, 100%. I have a Zyn in right now.
While addiction is a very real concern, Dr. Tori Spindle, a behavioral psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins Medicine, says it's a better alternative to smoking and vaping.
I don't think I would support an outright ban on them, but I do think that we need to be more careful with how they're marketed.
Philip Morris applied for the right to market Zyn back in 2020. That application, it's still pending with the FDA. So for now, Zyn continues to be sold in the U.S. Lola Murty, NPR News.